Welcome to episode 105 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode we spun for category M and got Munto. It's Munto, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think that's how Goku pronounces it. It's a two-episode OVA, which sparked enough interest to make its own anime series.
Yeah,
and then an anime film, and the manga actually came out in 2009. The OVA came out in 2003. There's two episodes, one 2003, one 2005. We'll just go through it. Anime series 2009, the film 2009, and the manga 2009.
Is the anime called something different?
I can't pronounce it. Sorry, my ice just came out. Sora, something. It's not translated. I'm assuming it's still.
It probably wasn't dubbed in the anime.
Oh, the anime?
Yeah.
Let's see. Anime. Yeah, it's the same. I don't know.
Because we.
Oh, yeah, you know, it didn't pop up on the list.
That's so why.
The anime might not have been dubbed.
But it could also be under that Sora O.
Yeah, it could be under that. So we might find it on S.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I was curious if it was dubbed in that.
I guess we can find out.
It doesn't matter. It's not not interesting.
It released in 2003, titled Munto, followed by 2005 sequel Munto Beyond the Walls of Time. Something anime. Ooh, there's really nothing in there. The first OVA, which is what we watched, aired in 2003, and it was 52 minutes.
All right, so disclaimer right in the beginning, I watched this about a month ago.
I watched it 10 minutes ago.
So I'm going to be, like, extremely not fresh with it.
It's boring.
It is boring. I remember it boring.
Audio and video is terrible.
The most notable thing about it is that Goku's the voice actor.
Yeah.
Because it was so distracting.
So, premise is there's two worlds, essentially mirror dimensions, except one, people are super magical and they fight and use magic.
It's not really mirror dimensions. It's like...
You said two sides of one coin, I guess.
Yeah, I know, but it's weird because it's not... They don't exist parallel or on top of each other. It's more like one exists in the sky, but the sky is on a different frequency than the rest of the world.
Yeah, I really just feel like it's a different dimension, personally. But yeah, you're right.
It's strange.
And the king, his name is Munto, and he is Goku.
Yes.
We're just going to refer to him from Goku from now on.
Goku from now on.
Sean Chumel, the voice actor, voice accent.
Even though Munto is not a hard name to remember.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's probably the one name we probably would remember throughout the entire show.
Especially because it's the name of the show.
Yeah, so, I mean, but he's still Goku.
And he's with his fighting companion. He's got a goatee, I don't remember his name. And they're talking.
His Vegeta.
Essentially. And, you know, they're talking in the beginning, and the guy's like, oh, you're just going to kill yourself going down there. And they don't really know what's happening yet. But then Goku descends to Earth looking for the Child of Prophecy.
Of course there's a Child of Prophecy who can save both worlds.
And even though he comes down to our world, he's still not really in our world.
Well,
he's still in his dimension, sort of.
Sort of. It's strange.
And he can sort of break through it and talk to her, but they can't really touch unless they both want to touch.
But he's coming to our world because his world is...
running out of magical energy. They called it a specific word, but it's magical
energy. So, here's my question. There's two different countries up there, right?
Probably at least two.
Because one island's fallen, but the other bad guys that are making that island fall doesn't seem worried about the island falling.
It's not just the island. So, the island has these pillars on it. I don't know how many, but they're falling. And the pillars hold their magical energy somehow and keep their dimension, their world, from collapsing.
Right, but my point is, one of them has fallen, and the bad guys are destroying the pillar so it would fall, but they're not concerned about the fallen, which makes me think they have their own island?
Maybe, I don't know. Because when they talk about the pillars falling, they talk about the world, their world, crashing.
Right.
And dying. So if it's their world, then even if they have a separate island, they should still be f***ing concerned. But they don't seem to be concerned. They just want to destroy them.
Yeah, so
it doesn't make sense.
It made me think
it feels like a suicide mission.
It made me think that there's two different, like, there's a set of islands up there, and that they're killing that island so that they can...
Yeah, maybe that dimension specific country island is just going down. But that's not what they were saying, so who knows?
Well, it sounds because they think if they crash the island, that it will preserve the rest of the magic for the rest of the islands. That's what I got out of it. It was, like, it's a strange one.
But there's only so much of the magic energy, and you find out towards the end that the only way you can create it is if those two people, Goku and the Child of Prophecy, touch, and then they can create the energy.
hands. A shrine.
And not touch in a weird way. They just touch hands.
No, yeah. But, you know, that's like maybe 20% of the show. The fantastical stuff.
Yeah. The rest of it is the child prophecy living her life.
Yeah, it's a slice of life.
I'm going to school. We're going to talk about friends.
The friend, the one subplot with the one friend is weird, really weird.
I don't even remember it, to be honest. I just watched it. It was so boring.
Like, where the one friend's kind of, like, slow.
Yeah.
And she's got a boyfriend, and they're getting married, and then they cross a lake.
And they're clearly in high school. At best, high school. Well, at best.
The boyfriend looked like he was in high school. She seems like she was younger. But her friends are older, so maybe it was just her look.
Child prophecy girl. Yeah. She did look younger, but then she's like, the way they animated her at times made me think she was in high school, but at other times it made me feel like she was 12. So who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There was nothing really happens in this. Eventually, the bad guy sent a giant robot down.
Yeah.
Which, you know, tries to kill Goku, but of course Goku steals the win and kill, like he always does.
But then he's disintegrating at the end.
He's disintegrating, but then they touch and then everything's back to normal.
Yeah, energy replenishes.
And then the island that fell suddenly rises back up to the sky. I don't know how that works.
There's not much to talk about. That's kind of it. And the whole time this is happening, there's another plot in the background of Goku's friend with the goatee fighting off the people that are attacking, but it's literally just fights, a couple small fight scenes.
Vegeta thinks he can save the day.
He's fighting them off. They're fighting him. He does a little damage to them. A pillar falls because he's using the energy.
Yeah, I mean, they say he's an outsider, but they don't go
into... And they also said he's being reckless with using so much energy.
Yeah.
But they never went into detail with it. And that's the problem with a lot of these OVAs that then spark the anime series, that then spark the manga, and didn't start with the manga first. So when that happens, very rarely does it work out very well, in my opinion. It's just dumb the way that it happens. They don't explain anything. It's just like, oh yeah, there's this guy. He's an outsider. But he's fighting for us. And we're not going to tell you why. We're not going to give you any more information about him. It's just stupid. The only time I think it's ever worked was Steins Gate, where they created the video game, then they created the anime, then the manga.
But that's different because it was a visual novel, and visual novels is essentially just a book. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying is, like, it... That's one of the rare times where it's created in a different path versus the normal path, which is manga, anime, maybe movie.
I understand that, but, I mean, they had more content, and they probably explained a lot more in a visual novel, I'm sure too. They did.
But, so. Like I said, but all my point is that it was created in a different way than the typical process, and it worked. This, I don't like it. It doesn't work.
And it's only...
There's questions.
It's only, like, 53 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, it's short. I think it's actually, like, 49 minutes, and then the rest is just...
Credits
and cutscene.
Yeah, I mean... that's it. There's nothing to it. It's boring. I mean, if you want to kill an hour.
Yeah, I guess. And you know what? Maybe the second OVA, maybe the TV show. Mm-hmm. I very much doubt this, but maybe it gets better. Because it did spark the TV show. All right. Know what I mean? Maybe it gets better. I don't know.
If you like Goku.
Yeah. So I did have a gripe, though.
Okay.
So I'm watching it, and the best quality I could find it in is 240p, which is shitty quality.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in widescreen format.
Okay.
If it's in widescreen format, that means that whoever created it and, like, uploaded it had an updated disc. Had a disc from, like, 2008.
Okay.
Because before the 2008-ish, you know, around there, not the exact time, but around there, TVs were full screen and everything came out in full screen. So if it was full screen and the quality was shit, it makes sense. But it's widescreen, so why is the quality still shit? It's blurry as f***, and the audio is terrible. And it's not terrible because it's old. It's terrible because it was a shitty f***ing upload.
Yeah, so to be clear, he watched it on YouTube?
I did watch it on YouTube. I found two other sites that had it, and they were just a shitty. And YouTube's easy for me to cast, so I just watched it on there.
I watched it where we always watch it, and it was fine.
I was going to watch it, but he watched it a couple weeks before me, and it didn't work for me. The link was dead. So I don't know why it was alive for him and dead for me, whatever.
I don't know. It was weird. Anyway, I mean... It's boring. I guess we should rate it.
Yeah. I mean...
But it wasn't terrible. I mean, it was an easy sit.
Yeah.
I'm leaning out of 5.
It's not something that can seriously keep your attention,
though. Yeah, but that's average.
I guess 5.
Yeah.
I guess. What else is M?
Oh, crap. I have the N's in my head.
Oh, the N's? Yeah.
Majestic Prince.
Oh, God.
You don't even know what that is.
Nope.
Was that mech one?
Justice.
It was a mech one where the two girls had to do different jobs when they got famous. It's the only thing I remember because it's the only thing that stood out.
while you're looking up the other names.
Well, I know Meizan Akaku.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, that's the romance one. Masamune's Revenge.
Oh, that's number one, if you ask me. Majestic Prince. I'm looking at the art on it. I don't remember that at all. I don't remember this at all.
We watched it. You want to, like...
Oh, no, I remember now.
You remember it
Yeah,
now?
It sucked.
Yeah, no kidding. It sucked. I don't think there was any more M's. I'm just, like, our picks are...
Masamune comes in Revenge. Then, what else was it? Majestic Prince and what else?
Meizan Akaku,
this, then Majestic.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, this honestly, Masamune Revenge wasn't great.
It wasn't great, but I got a laugh or two out of it, and it was the best of the right. four.
And the romance one wasn't actually bad for what it was. I mean, we didn't watch the whole thing, but... Yeah. So... But
it's just, it was dated.
It was dated.
It didn't quite, and it's a culture thing. You know, comedy and romance, when it's a very specific culture, from that's outdated, like watching a romance from the 40s and watching a romance from the 2020s, it's going to be vastly different.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's a culture shock.
I mean, the romance one just was one of those things where everything was predictable, you knew it was going, so. But yeah, this one isn't last because it's an hour. Mm. But other than that, yeah. We're not going to spin the wheel this week because Goku was in this one, so I got the urge to watch Dragon Ball.
GT.
But no, I was getting to that. I didn't want to watch stuff that I'd already seen. I had never seen Dragon Ball GT.
You hadn't seen Super either.
Yeah, I know. But I figured that one came out first.
Yeah, all right, that's fair.
And then, plus I hadn't seen any of the movies, like, past the early ones. Mm-hmm. So I figured I'd just go and watch things and lead up to it. But, so I went back and watched GT, and it pissed me off so much that I want to do a review on it. So we're going to do that next.
And then, at the end of that, we'll spin for N.
Yes.
All right, guys. Next time.
Bye.